HealthRadioMD.com.
It's time for Health Radio.
Health Radio.
With Melanie Cole.
Well, you know, the country's been fascinated with the story of Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner. Seeing these pictures, the reality TV, even hearing the words, well, he did it for television, which is absolutely crazy when you think about it. I don't think anybody would go through what must have been such a painful situation for so many years just for the sake of a reality TV show. My guest today is Rebecca Kling. She's a transgender artist and educator who has been through this process. She's here to tell us what it's really like and why we're so fascinated by this. Welcome to the show, Rebecca. So let's start by telling us your story. Tell us what happened with you and how you finally decided to come out of that shell, as it were.
Absolutely. So I grew up in north of Chicago, and the way I describe it is that I always knew boy was wrong for me, even though I wasn't quite sure what was right. And that can be confusing for some people. The way I put it, and the analogy that has sort of helped me explain it, is that if you're tossing and turning at night trying to get comfortable to get to sleep, you may know, okay, I'm uncomfortable right now. But it may be really difficult to figure out what is comfortable. And so I knew from a relatively young age, 5 or 6 or 7, that boy didn't feel right. It took me a lot longer to figure out what would feel right.
So then what age were you? And I'm north of Chicago myself, so you might have been around my area. It's a great place to be. What age were you when you finally kind of came into your own and said, okay, this is what's going on. This is why I've got those spilkies, that feeling inside of me that just isn't right.
I was in my early 20s when I found a therapist who was able to help me with that process. And a big part of what that was the realization that there's no right way to be anything. There's the way that works for you and the way that's comfortable for you. And I think one of the things that can be confusing for people who aren't familiar with transgender identity and can be frustrating for people who are, is this desire to have one person, like me, I admit, explain everything. Because there's no one right way to be trans any more than there's one right way to be, say, a Chicagoan. There are lots of different ways. And so what helped me was that realization and finding a community and finding therapists and doctors who were able to say, let's figure out what's going to work for you. And a lot of the things that did work for me are things that people are now talking about with Caitlyn Jenner or with other stories out there about hormone replacement therapy or what's called social transition, this idea of presenting differently to the world, of gender reassignment surgery, which we can talk more about. But at the core, it wasn't that I woke up one day and realized, okay, here's a checklist that I need to go through, and when I've done everything, I'll be done. It was more an ongoing process of what is going to work for me and what is going to make me feel more at home in my skin.
So, Rebecca, I have an androgynous sister. I have been through so many different kinds of situations. So not to offend you, but this is a question I have heard so many a times. When you were a boy, were you heterosexual?
The language sort of becomes complicated.
It does, and that's what everybody is trying to ask about Caitlyn, is now he was married to women. Is he now a lesbian? Is she now a lesbian? Is she now going to be? How does this work? And it seems to be the question that so many people are asking. Give us a little bit your opinion of what this means.
Well, I can't answer anything for Caitlyn Jenner, because she's the only one who can do that, in the same way that I couldn't tell you what your sexuality is. What I can say is that there is just as much diversity in the transgender community as there is anywhere else. I know transgender people who identify as straight, as gay, as bisexual, as asexual. My experience, speaking for myself, I've always primarily been attracted to women, but the language is confusing. When
yes.
I was presenting as male, when the world saw me as male, everyone looked at me and saw someone who is heterosexual. I dated women. I was presenting as a male. That's heterosexual. Now that I'm presenting as female, I'm still dating in primarily the same way, primarily women, but people look and see something very different. And I think about myself in a different way because my body has changed. My sense of my identity has changed. And the language there becomes confusing.
It does.
I don't think there's one good way to answer it because it's as complicated as the number of people who are out there. In the same way that there's no one way to say how someone who isn't transgender is going to experience their sexuality.
It does get so confusing. And you know, really, people even ask now, the women that you might date, would they be, you know, homosexual women? Would they have been heterosexual? Would they have dated you when you were presenting as a male? It does get so confusing. But I think that this whole thing is really, right now, a very foggy gray area that people are trying to sort out. And it must be so difficult for you. I applaud you coming on shows like this to discuss it. Tell a little bit about what the surgery is like. Because again, Rebecca, men would hear you and cringe at the
Absolutely.
Thought of what you might have had to go through. So speak about the reassignment surgery to begin with.
Well,
we don't have a lot of time, Rebecca. We only have a couple of minutes, really.
A misunderstanding is that there's sort of this pop culture idea of cutting the penis off, and that's
not how it works.
That the nerve endings are saved, the blood supply is saved, and it's really inverted up into the pelvic cavity. So I have sensation, I have something that I think and my partners have told me looks pretty good, I can certainly attest to it feeling pretty good. And so the surgery is absolutely scary, absolutely a big decision, absolutely an expensive decision that usually isn't covered by insurance. But it's not simply going out into the back shed with a pair of garden shears. And I think that's the leg-crossing fear that a lot of men initially have.
It is. It definitely is. And in just this last minute and a half, really, tell people what you want them to know when people ask you questions and when people frustrate you with their intolerances or their bigotry or their own confusion. What is it you want to sometimes scream at them? You have about a minute. Tell them what you want them to know.
I think the biggest thing is to trust me, to trust Caitlyn Jenner, to trust all of the trans people out there, to know what's best for ourselves. And from there, to think about what information is appropriate for people to ask. I'm choosing to come to talk with you and to answer very personal questions. If someone bumped into me in a Starbucks, it probably wouldn't be appropriate for them to ask those same questions. And so the core thing I would say is to respect and trust. And from there, to think through whether the question someone might be asking, even if they're curious, even if it's fascinating, is really any of their business.
Are you glad that Caitlin is doing this? Are you glad that it does it help you and others that you might know to discuss this a little bit more openly without feeling so, you know, with a light shined on you?
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's not Caitlyn Jenner isn't transitioning for me and isn't transitioning to spite me. And so I hesitate to wade into that. I will say that I think Caitlyn Jenner's story is bringing conversations about trans identity to people in places that they weren't happening before. And hopefully that pushes culture and helps move culture in a direction of more acceptance and understanding.
Beautifully put. I certainly agree with you, and I certainly hope that it does help some people to a better form of understanding and certainly acceptance. The book is called No Gender Left Behind, and she's Rebecca Kling, transgender artist and educator and very brave woman, for coming on here and speaking with us in such a personal way. I thank you so much, Rebecca, and good luck to you. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Health Radio. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned and stay well.